Time again to catch up with our friends from the Wisconsin Beef Council. They are the driving force behind the research, education, and promotion of Wisconsin beef and beef in general. Joining us now is the Executive Director, Tammy Vossen, to give you an update on what's been going on behind the scenes. One area I really have been noticing quite a bit, Tammy, because we've been talking about it on the radio and reporting on it, the ongoing Best Beef Burger campaign here in Wisconsin. First time for this, right?
It is our first time for this contest, and we are so excited to be having it be rolled out in Wisconsin, giving our restaurants that recognition of the delicious burgers that they are serving to consumers across our state, and of course, also in recognition of our beef farmers who are raising wholesome and quality beef every day.
Yeah, and it's pretty easy. I've already submitted a couple suggestions on my own. Just go to beeftips.com, and you'll find the display right there. Not a lot that you ask of people, Tammy, except to make sure that it is all beef.
Right, so that is our top priority. It does have to be a 100% beef burger that is nominated. The nomination page, we're basically just asking for your email address and then the restaurant that you go to when looking for that to fill your favorite burger crave. It's real easy to do. Our nominations are open through March 24th. So just a few days left, but because it is so easy to do, folks can certainly keep that up through that point in time. And then we will close nominations and find the 8 restaurants in Wisconsin that have had the most nominations, who will then be judged by a secret panel of individuals who get that pleasure of trying all of those delicious burgers.
Yeah, and ultimately, it's like brackets. Everybody's thinking brackets these days. You want to be in that top bracket and end up the kind of one of the champions, right?
That's right. Yep, we're calling them our Elite 8. And as those judges travel across the state of Wisconsin during the month of April, they'll be scoring the burgers, really basing it, of course, on taste, the appearance and presentation of the burger, if it's properly cooked, and just the overall eating enjoyment from the establishment that they are visiting. And then on May 1st, we will be naming the Wisconsin's Best Burger to kick off our May Beef Month celebrations here in Wisconsin.
Wonderful. Again, Tammy Vossen along with us if you're trying to figure out how you can nominate one of your best beef burgers that you enjoy. Just go to beeftips.com and you'll notice it right on the homepage. You might have to wait for the screen to advance or something like that. But go to beeftips.com and you'll find all the information there. Is there any other tab they should be looking for, Tammy?
The other thing they can do is on beeftips.com, if they scroll to the very bottom of the page under events, you'll see the burger contest details as well.
Beautiful. Yes, I see it as well. So there you go, folks, a couple different ways that you can stay engaged in the process and enjoy a burger while you do it. Tammy, let's talk a little bit more about some of the upcoming events that the Wisconsin Beef Council is engaged with. It's not just about us enjoying our burgers. It's also about making sure everybody in the community gets a chance to enjoy great beef. Explain some of the other campaigns that you're working on right now.
Absolutely. So kicking off today, actually, on March 20th, we have a T-shirt sale program that will be going live. And the purpose of these shirt sales is to continue to provide support to Feeding Wisconsin here within our state. They, of course, provide food for those in need to all 72 counties across our state. So these T-shirt sales will be open through April 2nd. Folks can also go to our website at beeftips.com to find the link to the store to go through and buy those shirts. But what we are offering are short sleeve, long sleeve, and sweatshirts. And the saying on those is you can't live life on an empty stomach. And then we've got a graphic of a beef animal on there.
Oh, excellent. So this is something, folks, statewide you can support and know that the efforts, the money that you're spending on that merchandise stays right here in Wisconsin. Again, as we said, they're opening it up today. So watch for that at beeftips.com. Any minimum, maximum order that we need to think about, Tammy? How long will they take maybe to get to us? And then what should we maybe be doing with them to raise more awareness?
Sure. Well, there is no minimum or maximum order. So all of that is just pretty turnkey to be able to go onto that website and order the T-shirts. Again, they will be open through April 2nd. And of course, will be shipped to everyone after those orders are closed. But what we hope to do is that folks will have those in hand by May so that they can also be promoting May Beef Month across the state.
Right, right. That's where we're training our eye right now, getting ready for May Beef Month in Wisconsin. Tammy Vossen along with us. Let me refresh your memory if you're just joining us. First of all, now is the time to nominate your favorite Wisconsin Best Beef Burger. It's easy to do. I've submitted a couple myself. All you have to do is go to beeftips.com. If you go all the way to the bottom of their page and see events, you'll see the beef burger contest right there. And I want to remind those restaurants out there, Tammy, I guess they can self-nominate as well. You've got a bunch of support materials that they could be using within their restaurants right now.
Yes, we do. And I'm glad you brought that up, Pam, because we do have marketing materials that can also be downloaded from our website for restaurants themselves so that the restaurant can be encouraging their patrons as they're coming through the door to enjoy a burger to nominate that individual restaurant for the contest. So trying to make this be as easy as possible for everyone to participate so we can really honor and recognize those best burgers across our state.
Yeah, restaurants, if you're proud of a burger you make, they've got table tents, they've got postcards, they've got social media information that you can use as well as a flyer. And for people like me that are excited to submit a suggestion on the best beef burger, don't forget on social media, use the hashtag WiscoBestBurger, WiscoBestBurger. And if you happen to be a foodie and like taking pictures of food and putting it in your Facebook social media stream, remember to tag at Wisconsin Beef Council. Have you gotten any? I know that you had like 600 entries the very first day, Tammy. Is the momentum continuing?
It is continuing, yeah. So we're, I think about 3 weeks into the campaign here now. And when I checked yesterday, there were over 3,500 nominations that had come in. So it's been really fun to watch that.
Well, how cool. That is an example of how much we love our Wisconsin Best Beef Burgers. Tammy Vossen along with us, the executive director of the folks that are coming up with those creative ideas with your beef checkoff dollars, the Wisconsin Beef Council. Again, remember their goal, research, education, and promotion with the checkoff dollars that you contribute. And remember, dairy producers, that's you as well. Also, thank our friends at the Equity Cooperative Livestock Association for coming along in support of all the efforts of the Wisconsin Beef Council. Get all the details you're looking for on that beef burger or those T-shirt orders online at beeftips.com.